This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from our Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout out goes to our military men and our women listening to us right now all across America and around the world too via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too, for keeping America free and safe. And let's not forget everybody out there working on the Third Watch tonight. Regardless of what you're doing and how you're doing it, thank you for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Good morning.
It seems the Israelis have been working very hard on a non-aggression pact with the Arab Gulf states, and they're making some progress. What are you hearing?
Well, I mean, that's the report. I mean, being reported from all kinds of sources, including Al Jazeera. It's not a new concept. I'm not even sure why this is necessarily newsworthy. But, you got some Gulf states that are very much against Iran. And some of these Gulf states, while they don't like Israel, because, the Arabs are not supposed to like Israel, they know that in any kind of tactic to isolate and keep Iran in some kind of control, they know that they're going to have to use Israeli skills and talents and as a resource. So they're formally in talks with several of the Gulf states in order to do that. So it's really not a new concept, including Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, United Arab Emirates, several others.
Mm.
So, now non-aggression, what does that mean? Well, it may mean cyber, it may mean monies, it may mean getting certain Iranian operatives wherever they may be and having them arrested. It just means non-military. But don't think that the military component isn't part of the discussion, because it is.
Now, we also have a situation going on in Iraq where Iraqi forces have fired at protesters in Baghdad after the prime minister pledged some vague reform. So the people went out on the street and decided to protest and riot, as the case may be. And the authorities turned around and shot at them, wounding several.
Yeah, and, I'm fine with the Iraqis doing this, because the Iraqi leadership, is all in and has been with Iran, allowing that their Iranian militias to operate in the country. So it's also quite interesting, because I got a report here, it was on the 5th, that apparently there were 300 patients in the hospital that were infected with HIV on purpose.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to help.
That was part of the protest.
Wow. Well, speaking of protests, the Ukraine, of course, has been asking for, and I believe they paid $39 million for some additional weapons. It was just reported that some of the Javelin missiles that they requested that they're going to get, the anti-tank Javelins, are actually on the ground in Iran, in Europe, and making their way over into the Ukraine as we speak.
That's right.
So we just happen to have them at our disposal.
Well, I mean, they were in, let's not forget, they were in suspense because of getting convoluted in all things Ukraine. Now, what does that necessarily mean? First of all, we had to figure out that we could really trust Zelensky, according to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
We had to really decide that we could trust Zelensky as the new president and that he knew what he was doing. The purchase had already been in the pipeline. So, you know, we went through with the purchase, but then, you know, in the delivery mechanism, but we slowed that delivery process until we decided that we felt confidence in Zelensky.
Okay, well, that sounds like a plan. Now, the Defense Department has had to revamp its service members' Civil Relief Act databases following charges that the online information sites expose millions of troops and veterans' personnel information to identity thieves and scammers, and it's being widely reported that almost every day somebody tries to get into a database somewhere for the federal government.
That's right. Every single day, but nobody ever talks about cyber. Cyber doesn't have, you know, the sexiness or the sizzleness to, you know, newsworthy stuff. In fact, you know, as much as I write about cyber attacks, it's the least clicked, least read article that I publish, but it's, I would argue, in many cases, it's the most dangerous thing that we have. It's remarkable.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. A lot more to talk about here. And, yeah, we are going to have to talk about this second whistleblower. Yep, there's another one that's come forward. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mike Gallagher. Catch him on many of these same stations a little bit later on this morning. And by the way, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our good friends at the USCCA. Now, if you'd like the opportunity to win the free gun a day giveaway that they offer, you can go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there. A window will drop down. You'll see it. Sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. You'll do that. And then after you get done doing that, take a look at the three different levels of membership. And should you decide to become a member of the United States Concealed Carry Association, you will receive $474 worth of free stuff for doing so, including a lot of the great amenities that the USCCA has, and that award-winning magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine, too, that every month gives you the opportunity to save money on different things as well. So that's the USCCA logo link right there on the right tab of the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And good luck. We want to announce you as a winner here on the Captain's America Third Watch. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Morning.
We have a second whistleblower who has come forward in the Trump-Ukraine scandal. Don't know any more than what the AP story says, and I'll just mention the first sentence here. It says, a second whistleblower has come forward with first-hand knowledge of President Donald Trump's attempts to get the Ukrainian president to investigate a political rival.
Yep. Represented by the same law firm as the first whistleblower.
And?
So, well, I mean, first-hand knowledge is now a different condition than the first whistleblower, correct? All right. So, we will necessarily see how this advances with the impeachment inquiry. But I would argue that the impeachment inquiry really has to be handled in the House Judiciary.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears that Pelosi has made the decision that Nadler's not handling this thing well in the House Judiciary Committee.
Yep.
So she allowed the other committees in the House to get involved, which, you know, Nadler should be necessarily mad about. Not that I'm supporting him, because I'm clearly not. But that's how come Adam Schiff has risen to the top in all this, because it looks like he and his intelligence committee is taking the lead. And now it really complicates things, because we now know that Adam Schiff has been all in with the first whistleblower and the complaint form, including having his staffers meet with the first whistleblower. Now we're going to have to be patient to see if this second whistleblower is a coordinated operation as well and hand chosen. So we don't know that just yet, but we could soon find out.
The problem with all of this is I've been to several different functions in the last week, four to be specific, and nobody is happy. Not the Republicans, not the Democrats that attend, not the independents, not the libertarians, nobody. And they've had it with the Congress, and they are ready to vote some people out of office, both Democrat and, in some cases, Republican.
Okay.
So you're not surprised to hear that, right?
No. I mean, well, none of us are. Is anybody happy with what is going on in government?
Hell no.
I would say the answer, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I would argue we're particularly unhappy with the constant attacks of all things Democrat on the Trump administration. Imagine if we could just eliminate 20% of the Democrats' nonsense, just 20%, how we could begin to advance some other work, you know, what I would call the people's work. But the Democrats are just, they're obstructionists. You got some Republicans here that are clearly concerned about some of these actions that Trump has taken, and that's okay. We're supposed to have these debates. Doesn't mean they're against Trump. It just means that what we know today isn't necessarily enough. Notwithstanding with Mitt Romney, because everybody wants to, you know, love to hate Mitt Romney, but he's not the only one here. We've got Senator Ben Sasse. I think we've got Mike Lee. So we have to go slow on all of this, to determine what the war plan is, political war plan is. And we don't know that yet.
Well, listen to this comment from, of all people, Van Jones about all of this.
I want to go now to Van Jones, host of the Van Jones Show. Okay, Van, you've talked to so many voters.
Yeah.
Is what you're hearing sounding a lot like what Miguel is hearing?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because it's a tricky thing, the impeachment process, because for some Republicans, it makes them want to rally around the flag. Now, I remember when I was anti-Bill Clinton from the left. In the 90s, and then they tried to impeach him, and suddenly Clinton was my best friend.
I was up,
leave Bill Clinton alone. So I think, you get cross currents in this thing. At the same time, Democrats are in a lose-lose situation.
How about that one? That's coming from Van Jones.
Yeah, he said that last Friday.
I know, but isn't that amazing?
Well, look, I mean, there are many Democrats that they don't necessarily know where to stand on all this. They're kind of forced to stand with Pelosi, but they know that this whole impeachment thing is nuts. And it is. So, is Van Jones really saying to them, don't do this? Because you're going up against a Pelosi. Pelosi is, I don't believe that she really is ever going to, well, she said she's not going to bring an impeachment inquiry, full-blown inquiry, not impeachment, but inquiry, to the House floor for a vote. She says she has the votes, but she's not required to do it. So, you know, she's playing chess here, and you've got an awful lot of legal minds that are trying to determine where they go from here, least of which is Congressman Doug Collins out of Georgia. He filed an amicus brief in D.C. District Court to necessarily stop this process. You've got Kevin McCarthy, minority leader in the House, that sent a letter to Pelosi with all the questions that I read on your show either Thursday or Friday, challenging her, and she's ignoring all of it. So, it's a day by day development, and you know we can't come to any kind of conclusions yet until the next action takes place, but she could be in real violation when it comes to all things impeachment in the House because it's supposed to be in judiciary, and it appears that it's not anymore.
Correct. You're absolutely right, which is a violation of the rules of the House, and we don't know what's going to happen. All right, well, hang on, because let me see here. I think this is our favorite caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Backgammon Bob, Clearwater, Florida.
All right, make it quick because you got about 30 seconds.
30 seconds, okay. Kathy, Denise, have you ever heard of Howard Zinn?
I know him very well. Dead.
From what I understand, he's the cause of all of our young people turning in the schools, and the schools are making the textbooks, making his book the textbooks. Just that's what I want to say. Bye.
All right. Well, and speaking of shooting, you got about 45 seconds here. I want to get in here. Did they just arrest a couple of these suspects in this mass shooting we had over the weekend?
In the Kansas City bar, they arrested one. I think they're looking for another, but apparently those two cats appear to be in some kind of a gang. They were thrown out of the bar earlier and then went back and decided to shoot the place up.
All right,
it looks like they could be MS-13. But
yeah, one guy's got that tattoo, and it looks like it's 13. I can't make it out, but it looks like it. But go ahead with Bob's question.
Yeah, he's exactly right. I mean, what was taught in the school systems about American history was using Howard Zinn's failed book that the Department of Education has ever bothered to challenge as a history syllabus. And now, I've done 3 or 4 interviews with other experts on this and Howard Zinn, but he's dead now, and everything that he ever wrote should be pulled from all educational syllabus.
Don't disagree with you from what I know about it, which is very limited. All right, we will talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out, see all the different things that she writes about, and you'll know what she knows when she knows about it. How's that? And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we take a look at our next military and veterans news report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The legal team for the intelligence official behind the original complaint about President Trump is now representing a second whistleblower. One of the attorneys say that multiple whistleblowers have come forward. But Republican Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah tells Fox News Sunday that the president's dealings with Ukraine were legit.
When you read the transcript of what the president says, he's very clear. The reason he's withholding aid is because he wants to pressure the Europeans, particularly Ms. Merkel in Germany, that they have been dragging their feet for months on us. And by the way, we heard as early as late spring that they were probably going to withhold this aid. We've been hearing, those of us who work in national security, they were going to do that to pressure the Europeans.
The lawyers say the second whistleblower, who also works in intelligence, hasn't filed a complaint with the inspector general, but does have firsthand knowledge that supported the original complaint. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to better serve you. And I will tell you more about that just as soon as we come back from this little ad that National Aviation Academy has.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, here's the story, folks. We know that more and more young people are not headed straight out to college from high school. More of you have chosen to go to a technical school to learn a trade that will, in most cases, pay more than a college degree that you get right off the bat. You know, to make $30,000 or $40,000 a year, or even $50,000 a year. You know, there you go. Now, here's the deal. All right, here's the deal. If you want to make $50,000 or $60,000 a year as an aviation maintenance tech, then I want you to check with the National Aviation Academy, because they can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000, $60,000 a year, or even more. Check them out to find out more about them at naa.edu, or you give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Now, they have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. And again, make sure you check them out online, naa.edu, and then give them a call and ask to take the tour. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. Well, the Army's 10th Mountain Division says that one of their infantrymen was the first enlisted soldier in the service to max out the Army Combat Fitness Test and score a perfect score. Way to go, Army. Way to go, 10th Mountain. That's up there at Fort Drum in northern New York, not very far away from where I was. Now, an Iraqi immigrant who worked as an Army interpreter who was sentenced to 30 years in prison late last week for dealing the powerful opioid fentanyl over secret online networks, leading to the drug death of a Marine. He apparently has more to tell. So we'll see what it is that he's going to talk about and whether or not he spills the beans on others that may be doing the same. By the way, a new Navy rating translates more easily to the civilian sector of retail. Now get this. The Navy announced it will rebrand the ship serviceman rating as Retail Services Specialist. How about that? It's got a ring to it. By the way, Cadet First Class Joseph Saucier, who was a running back last year in the Air Force Academy's football team, will face a court-martial on drug charges beginning Thursday of this week. What a shame. Now, the Air Force's record-setting officer training class, nicknamed Godzilla, by far the largest in the Air University's history, graduated 27 new Air Force officers back about a week ago. How about that? And the U.S. Air Force is now taking a gamble on its future fighter, with officials hoping to rapidly produce a family of jets known as the Digital Century Series, using digital engineering and other technology breakthroughs. That effort took a step forward as the service stood up a new program office, which is responsible for developing its next generation of fighter aircraft. And in Offutt Air Force Base, Omaha, Nebraska, some people who live in privatized Offutt Air Force Base housing say they're fed up with dealing with mold, broken air conditioners, water in the basements, leaky roofs in their homes. And the Offutt Base commander has pledged better oversight in the housing and in the roads. Apparently 2,000 homes for service members had slipped through the cracks in the 14 years since base officials started turning housing over to private management. Private management is gone. Military is running it directly themselves now. In his first public remarks since taking office in January, the Marine Corps Commandant, General David Berger, wasted no time in proclaiming the Corps unready for confrontation with rivals like China or Russia. And the Marine Corps of the future is more likely to be smaller than bigger, but have be more robotic than the current Corps. The Marine Corps needs to shed some weight as it braces for a new kind of fight. Some of the SOSs, or some of the MOSs, as the Corps restructures for a big peer-to-peer fight, could be changing. And by 2030, the Marine Corps may look totally different than what it looks like now. The commandant says he's going to spend the next month or so doing a significant amount of modeling and simulation to ensure that they've got it right for what the future of the Marine Corps will be. Won't that be interesting? We'll be watching anxiously to find out about that one, I'll guarantee you. Now, nearly 5,000 service members are serving along the southern border, in addition to 1,000 Texas National Guard members, according to information that was released by the Pentagon. that number may go up, that number may go down. It all depends on what continues to happen on the border. Now, do you remember that Coast Guard lieutenant who was accused of stockpiling weapons and targeting Supreme Court justices, prominent Democrats, and TV journalists? Well, he pleaded guilty late last week to gun and drug charges. He'll be sentenced in another week. We'll see what happens to him. And by the way, in an effort to woo new recruits and align regs with the latest tattoo trends, the Coast Guard announced reforms to its ink rules, which will allow some more tattoos on the prospective Coast Guard enlistees. And the National Medal of Honor Museum will be built in Arlington, Texas. The museum's foundation announced that'll be a good thing. By the way, the State Department did formally approve a potential $39.2 million sale of Javelin anti-tank missiles and related equipment to Ukraine. And as we reported earlier with Denise Simon, some of those Javelin missiles are already in Europe and are being shipped ASAP to the Ukraine. So there you go. Now, the Departments of Veterans Affairs and Justice are teaming up to combat health care fraud as the VA expands a Medicare-like program that allows veterans to seek care at private facilities in the community at taxpayers' expense. It's called the Veterans Choice Act. Should have been passed a long time ago, but it took this long to get it, and it's needed in many, many cases, I can assure you that. Definitely needed. By the way, with action picking up in Somalia, more action expected there as the United States troops are now in a better position, if you will, in Somalia to do some serious damage to the bad guys that are there. And we'll see how all that plays out. Oh, and by the way, one last little thing here before I have to move on. Chris Markowski coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow night in Englewood. The Rules for Deplorables author, Kathy Chamberlain, and myself will be down there at the Englewood Civic Center, which is going to be 6:30 to 9 o'clock. And it's free if you want to come out and listen to the talk we're going to have about the Rules for Deplorables and how we can use the Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals that they're using against us, and by they I mean the progressive, left, liberal, socialist, democrat, communists, how we can take those rules and turn them right back around on them. And Chris Markowski coming up next, so don't go anywhere. All kinds of stuff to talk about with him today. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind. Come on now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, Monday morning edition. And before I get to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I need to tell you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe and nagging pain and you're taking a bunch of medication that maybe you don't need to be taking, because you'll find out if you take Relief Factor and it works that you didn't need to be on it to begin with. So, Relief Factor for arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, ankle pain, knee pain, muscle aches, whatever. And let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. Now, I'm going to tell you real quickly about me on Saturday. I'd been on my feet all day long. I'd walked back and forth much further than I normally had before. And you know how when you use muscles you haven't used in a little while, you kind of tighten up and all that stuff. And I started to get some cramps. So all I had to take was Relief Factor. And I said, well, what the hell? I'll give it a shot. I took the Relief Factor, and I'll be damned if in 10 minutes they were gone. Now, that's me. That doesn't mean it'll happen to you, but that was me. Okay, it worked for me. So, I want you to go to relieffactor.com/captain, sign up for the 1995 3-week quick start, give it a shot, 1995 3-week quick start, you'll have it in about 3 to 5 days. I'm telling you, if it worked for me, it's going to work for you. I certainly hope so. 80% of the people that buy it stay on it. relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. I'll bet you've had a few sore muscles.
Oh, yeah. You get them a little bit more as you get older, without a doubt.
Well, I was shocked. I mean, I didn't know what was going to happen. I was, you know, thinking about sitting down and giving myself my calves and all that stuff a massage, and I took the relief factor, and I'll be damned it stopped. I don't know what happened, but it did. But anyway, we got to talk about this second whistleblower who has all of a sudden popped up over the weekend, who, quote, has firsthand knowledge. Same law firm representing this guy that was representing the first.
Again, we don't even know what he has or what he has to say. And first, when I see it, then I'll believe it. And, I don't know. The thing you got to deal with all of these various different stories is facts. And, we really don't have a lot of them. All we have is a lot of speculation and more speculation and more hype and more nonsense. And the same thing that happened with the whole Russia collusion thing. So, yeah, I think most of America is kind of seeing the same thing play out again, and I think that they're watching this stuff and they're thinking that it's pretty much ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. The world is laughing at us for sure. Now, we've got United Auto Workers and General Motors, which over the weekend, the report that we get about them and about their contract, their labor contract talks, is... it's taken a turn for the worse. So what are you hearing?
That's what I heard as well, and that's what's being reported. I think it has a lot to do with the contracts and what General Motors has to promise in regards to jobs in the United States. That's always been a part of union contracts, them guaranteeing jobs and what's going to be produced. And, we're living in a day and age where a lot of these companies need to be quite nimble in regards to the products that they put out there. And, you know, sometimes, you know, it's hard to guarantee contracts if the government comes in and says you have to make a certain type of car, and then a car that you'd like to make, you can't make profitably in the United States because of the various different standards that the government puts on it. You take a look at a lot of these little, small cars and whatnot that end up being built in Mexico that are made because they have to meet CAFE standards for the entire line, and they can't be made profitably here in the United States. So, again, it's part of what the issue is right now. But, again, GM still does have quite a bit of inventory.
Okay. Because I was told that they had, 7 weeks or so, and we're getting close to that period.
Well, I thought it was from the beginning. It was 11 weeks. I don't know. What are we in?
I think we're in about the fifth week or sixth week, maybe. Yeah. But here's the problem: the auto parts are starting to dry up there in Canada.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yep, that's an issue as well. I'm hearing that as well. I guess maybe some of these the old junkyards are going to be in vogue again. Parts, I guess.
Yeah. Well, let's mention now a blast from the past. Now, Colin Powell, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Colin Powell, is calling on the Republicans to get a grip and to stand up to President Trump.
I heard that, but I didn't hear what he said, because he was talking about our foreign policy and
right.
Our foreign policy being a mess. But I don't understand what he's talking about.
He's talking about what happened to Turkey over the weekend. We've been told that the United States is going to pull out of the area in Syria where we were, because Turkey threatened to come in and invade the area, and they're coming in anyway, but the Kurds are there. We're trying to create a buffer zone, and nobody really knows what the heck's going to happen next.
From the stories that I read, I guess the Kurds are going to be moving out of the area also. I'm trying to get the gist of what's going on in that area. Again, we get ourselves entrenched in these areas, and we don't know who our friends are. We don't know who our friends are not. It's a circular firing squad. And, in my opinion, I know different people, think differently when it comes to this. I want out of the region. I don't think it served us very well. I don't think it's served us in regards to how many of these people in these areas actually even think about us. I think that we're often left in situations where we can't win.
Yeah, well, I don't doubt that for a second. And by the way, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Now, the Houston Rockets, an NBA team, is being punished for a tweet made by their manager of the Hong Kong protests that's been going on. And the Houston Rockets' Chinese sponsor, Huawei, I think, has got some money in it for some reason, and a Chinese sportswear maker are pulling out. They're withdrawing their financial interest from the Houston Rockets.
Well, this is where we are as a nation today. I know everybody likes flying their flag and, you know, saluting and standing up and doing all that stuff, but most of the country, we pledge allegiance to money. We pledge allegiance to, you know, our own financial interests rather than taking a look at the bigger picture. The Houston Rockets owner basically put out a tweet saying that he'd stand with the Hong Kong protesters. And you know, Chinese government said, no, you can't say that. You better correct that. You made an error. And you know, the guy from the Houston Rockets did so right away. And the NBA put out a statement here in English. But if you actually read the statement that they put out in Chinese, comes down very, very hard on the owner. So again, you don't have freedom of speech. We're drifting further down the line. This is our own choice of taking away our freedom of speech and basically selling it on the Chinese market because we want to sell to the Chinese people. That's more important to businesses and big corporations in the United States than freedom.
What would you say if I told you the current Prime Minister of the Great Britain, Boris Johnson, is challenging, he's prepared to challenge Queen Elizabeth to fire him for the Brexit deal?
I don't think the Queen can fire anybody. Can she?
Don't think so.
I don't have that type of power. It's a figurehead position. Brexit deal, I know they're still working in that direction. I was reading a story today that even businesses within Europe say, you know, listen, we can't have a no-deal Brexit. We've got to come up with something that's going to be terrible for German automakers and other manufacturers there. So I'm still hoping that they're going to come to some sort of agreement. But, yeah, it'd be nice if they move forward.
Well, Nancy Pelosi made some sort of cockamamie statement about she warned of the United States UK trade as being the downfall of Great Britain, and I don't see that at all. I think it would help Great Britain.
Getting a deal in place after they leave the EU is it's paramount. It's something that we're going to be doing right away.
All right, and then finally, Mark Zuckerberg is seeking a superstar analyst for his investment build-out. Now, this is something that billions of dollars going into Facebook Inc. Stock are going into the Chan Zuckerberg initiative.
They got lots of initiatives, that's for sure. And they're involved in lots of different things. And again, it's almost like these CEOs nowadays are almost like politicians to some degree.
All righty, we will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there, check him out, find out about all the different stuff that he has to offer. And I'll be right back with more. Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, coming right up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.